Welcome to episode 413 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise Oyston. And today we have an interview, case study interview with one of our lovely clients, Rachel Constant Taylor. Now, Rachel's been with us just under a year, and we asked her to jump online and share many of the positive things that had happened to her since she became a member of Superfast Circle. Now, we speak to recruitment company business owners all the time, and they often ask us, what are the benefits of joining Superfast Circle? What am I going to get? And I think it's much easier to hear this from the horse's mouth from one of our clients. Now, when Rachel first joined us, one of the big attractions for her was content. She knew that content was important. She knew it was all part of her lead generation process about getting her and a brand out there. And the challenge was she couldn't come up with the ideas. When she did, she would often run out of time because at the time she was on her own. She had some part-time support, but generally Rachel was Rachel Constant Taylor and she was Constant Recruitment. And of course, for many people, time was a challenge. Now, fast forward a few months, and Rachel has said that what she gets from Superfast Circle as a member is so much more. Obviously, it's helped it improve her results. She's got a bigger brand presence now. She's making more placements. But there were so many other things that she got that she really hadn't anticipated. So today, we want to share Rachel's story. You can obviously listen to it on our podcast channel. You can go and read it on the website. You can also watch the video, which is on YouTube. And again, of course, it's on the blog. So without further ado, I'm going to hand over to Rachel and Sharon. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Sharon.
Thank you so much for agreeing to have a conversation today and to talk about what you've been doing with marketing and, more importantly, how it's been working for you. So, but I know quite a lot of people will be reading this or listening to this at some point, and it's always good to just get a bit of a sense of what's your recruiting background, and then we'll dive into our conversation. So maybe just share a little bit with us.
Well, I've been in IT perm recruitment now for 18 years, and I've been solo for the last 2 years. But Constant Recruitment has been going for the last 11 years.
Right. Okie dokie. So, well, we'll find out a little more about that as we get into our conversation today. But I guess maybe just give us some idea about, you've been in business for 2 years. Where were you at when you, I guess, before even you were considering even looking for something like Superfast Circle? Obviously, it was a new business, but you're an experienced recruiter. So, yeah, just maybe give us a bit of a sense of where were you at?
Well, as I said, Constant Recruitment had been running for 11 years, and but I'd been mainly trading under another recruitment company, so I didn't need to bother myself with things like marketing. And I went solo, so properly solo, and it was a little over a year. And I was a little bit confused, to be honest with you, because I had countless marketing people contacting me every day saying, right, we can do this, we can do that. And I was kind of thinking, oh, no. So I was really at sea with it, without direction. I knew that I needed somebody. I was even thinking, do I employ somebody? But I was thinking, well, that seems a bit much when I'm only solo at the moment. So yeah. I was at a real kind of stage of not knowing what to do, but knowing that I'd really needed to do something.
Something, yeah. One of the things that you'd mentioned, like we can just mention this now. One of the things that you'd mentioned as well was, for you, one of the main challenges was time and juggling things and how marketing would get shuffled down to the bottom of your to-do list.
So the main challenge was time. As much as I appreciate how important marketing is and knew it was something that I needed to invest some time in, each day, with the best of intentions, marketing would get pushed to the bottom of the list when you're dealing with the here and now.
Yes.
And it was increasingly a worry in the back of my head. There's another day that I haven't done it.
Right.
And this is going to store me up trouble for the future.
Right. And so you were concerned about the brand. And that was something that you mentioned. What were, I suppose, some of the... What's great is that you knew and realised and valued the importance of marketing. But I guess as a solo operator at this moment in time, someone who's looking to grow as well, what's some of the specific marketing challenges that you felt, as well as the branding piece, were going to be key for you to get a handle of?
Well, I didn't really know what to do at all. So I needed not just content, as in, shall we put this out there, but somebody to say, this is a plan, or this is a direction, and guidance on maybe, no, don't worry about that bit. That bit needs to be at the bottom of priorities.
Yeah.
So somebody who actually knew what they were doing, because I was being very sporadic with it. Sometimes I'd write a bit of content, which would take me hours and hours. Then I'd go into weeks and wouldn't write any. I didn't have a plan to what I was doing. So it'd be, oh, that's a great idea. I'd go and do it. And then wait for the next great idea to come on. So there was no consistency, right. No plan. Yeah. And I wasn't actually even sure that what I was doing was the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that was very kind of like much around getting your brand out there, getting you out there in terms of content and everything. I mean, I guess in terms of any other aspects of marketing that you, I guess having had people doing some of it before and not having that now, any other things that you particularly found a bit frustrating and challenging for yourself, just being in a different situation, really?
Yeah, I think really, I keep saying time, but it really is time.
Really?
If I had all the time in the world.
Yeah.
There was lots that I could have done. The company I was working under before, they didn't value marketing. So they didn't really do anything. So anything that was done there was mainly with me doing stuff of my own back. I'm thinking this is a good idea. And I think that the value of marketing has really come on in the past few years, or as I see it. Before then, marketing was viewed as sending out some branded pens and maybe a calendar at the end of the year. And knowing how important I thought it was when I was in charge of my own decisions, I was like, no, this is something that I do want to prioritise, but I do want to get it right. You can waste a lot of money going down different tangents, trying different things.
Yeah. Well, and also as well, I think not just money, but, you know, time's important to all of us, isn't it? And as a solo operator at the moment, you're juggling so many plates. You can waste a lot of time testing a lot of different things that don't necessarily deliver what you want them to deliver at the end of the day as well either. So, I mean, just remind me, how did you eventually come across Superfast Recruitment?
I think it was on a Teams call, and I forget what the title was. I forget what got me interested. Maybe it was marketing, as simple as that. And so I came on and listened, and you were presenting, and I can't remember the exact words you were using then, but basically, I felt like you were talking to my soul. It was like, are you a specialist recruiter? It was along those lines. Are you strong? I said, yes, that's me.
Yeah.
And I think I messaged you within seconds of it finishing, saying, please speak to me.
I think you might have even got in there before I finished talking when I came off. I remember your message being there.
I might have done.
Yeah, I think I can remember. I can remember the slide because you mentioned to me that I think that you just thought I was just talking directly to you. So, yeah, so you heard us on a webinar, which probably actually is not that far off coming up to about a year ago, is it? I think
it was April.
Was it April?
I mean, time flies, doesn't it?
It's frightening. It really is. Yeah. So you heard about us there. We had that conversation. So what was it then that made you sort of decide to join and start working with us?
Well, I think it's because you made me feel safe, Sharon. It was very calm.
Yeah.
It wasn't by an hour. It was calm and it was considered, and you explained. I think what mainly got me originally interested was content and blogs right. and the reports. And I was thinking, oh, great, this would be great. I can get that off my plate to start with. Mm-hmm. And you did tell me about your wider services at the time. And I remember thinking, that's a little bit interesting. I think it was that really pulled me in. And then it's been since then that I've been with you that I've seen the value yeah. of everything else that you offer yeah. as well.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know that I seem to remember that content conversation was right at the front of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been great, though, because I think, in as you say, over time as well, but even relatively early, I think you kind of like started tapping into the other resources as well. So you made that decision to join. It was kind of like the content side that was probably one of the big attraction factors. But, I mean, what would you say overall you've been able to achieve while you've been part of the circle?
Oh, my goodness. It's loads. There's loads and loads of stuff, and I'm not going to remember them all. And bear in mind, we've only been doing this since April. I try and remember
stuff. That's true, isn't it? That 10 months in, and you feel that there's so much. But anyway, less of me, you share.
Yeah, I remember you saying, actually, at the beginning, look, we can immediately show you some value.
And I've heard that before.
Yeah. And you explained your Reignite campaign. And I thought, well, they know who I am. They would ring me if they needed me. So I thought, this is probably a waste of time. But I'll do it. And yes, that immediately brought results. You were correct. And the thing that really shocked me was that you say email and then two follow-ups. And I would never do a follow-up. It would be one email. And I remember I sent it out and I don't think anybody responded. And I thought, that's sad, isn't it? And I did the second email as instructed, and then they all responded. So really simple things like that. Yeah. And in fact, one of them came back with a vacancy straight away that I could work on. So that was really good. So that was the immediate kind of win from it. Moving on from that, it's just given me so much more structure. So obviously we've got the blogs going out, we've got the reports, but now monthly I'm mailing all the clients a value add blog and again with all the candidates as well. So at least, if nothing else, a touching base, but with some valuable information, not just it's me again.
Yeah.
One of the blogs that you did, which was on neurodiversity, I sent that out and I couldn't believe it. It must have struck such a chord with my IT market. Within 10 minutes, had three clients come back to me one was taking the mickey and the other two have vacancies. And I don't know, maybe it's a coincidence, but I think not. I think it pushed me to the front of their mind for, oh, yes, we must have Rachel that vacancy, and maybe they wouldn't. And the nice thing is that they were my bread and butter roles that I can fill easily, the 30 to 35K support engineers. And I think I've filled two of the three roles that I picked up on that day, which was pretty good. So I think it does have a nice bit of interaction with the clients. I mean, often they say to me, well, you never hear anything back when you send them. Normally it's silent. But then when I speak to them and they say, oh, I like your box that you're sending to me. I like all the value add that you're sending to me. Mm. And one of my clients said that he gets loads of recruiters contacting him all the time and they're just trying to spec him a CV. And he said, I know I haven't got any vacancies at the moment, probably won't for a while, but I like it that when you speak to me, you've got something nice to say. It's not just, do you want to look at this CV? So that's been it. I did more recently, I picked up a CTO role, which I think I can probably attribute directly back to you guys. And it was a HR manager who I dealt with 10 years ago, maybe a bit more, in another company. Mm-hmm. And she'd been freelance and we said hello a couple of times, but that's it. So she suddenly sends me a LinkedIn message saying, do you fancy filling a CTO role? So I said, oh, yes, I do. And I said to her, I'm so touched that you remember me after all these years. And she laughed. She said, oh, well, I can never forget you. And then she said, I can never forget you because the amount that you post. And it made me think, yeah, because it's just bringing her to the forefront, like, oh, Rachel's still around, Rachel's still recruiting. Hey, yeah. I've got this role, and drop me a message. And I wonder how much more there is of that, where you don't hear it for sure in such a way.
I'm probably sure that there probably is more of that, isn't there? I seem to remember, I don't know whether it was an evening or something, you're dropping us a little messenger message to say, oh my God, you're not going to be able to happen now. So, and that's great, because actually the level of that role is something that, yeah, I know that you'd love to operate and do more of those kind of like roles as well. So,
if nothing else, it massages the ego, doesn't it?
Well, I think a couple of things, really. I mean, one, the fact that somebody from quite a period of time ago that she reaches out to you, not somebody else that maybe they might have worked with in more recent years, but, you know, but 10 years ago, that obviously, you obviously made a huge impact on that person. But the fact that with what you were doing with the content and social media, and you were out there with your, let's say with the brand, but yourself, that, as you say, they were, well, the lady said, really, that you just, how could she not hear about you? Because you were just there in a feed all the time. So that in itself is really good. So, I mean, there you've shared, obviously, some great examples of actual jobs. Everybody kind of wants to have revenue coming in. What else do you think you've been able to achieve the last 10 months?
It's all multitude of areas, but from running email campaigns, because I didn't know how to run email campaigns at all. Advice on my new website, which is going to go live any day now. I know that I've come back to you a few times. What do you think? Yeah. Coaching calls are really good. Even if I've not got a question, they seem to be ridiculously good. As when one of the other recruiters have come up with an idea or a problem that you then solve, which you think, oh, wow, that's amazing, that you would never have kind of even come across before. So it's amazing where conversations seem to lead to, isn't it?
I know. I think recently you mentioned, I think, that you jumped off one or two calls. And I think, haven't you introduced something as part of your service now on the back of what one of the other team members was saying?
Yes. So I was on a call, and in fact, I joined the call. It was after Jan, for no particular reason, no particular agenda, apart from it was a new year and I felt that I needed to get back into the game and wanted to hear what everyone else was saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, the conversation led from one thing to another, and the lovely Natalie Wells suggested Hinterview that she was using. Mm-hmm. And I'd vaguely thought about this years ago and had gone off the radar, and she spoke about how well it had been for her. And she put me in touch with Andy, who went to Hinterview. I had the den with him. I'd never been gagging to sign up for anything so much in my life. So I've signed up.
Something including video.
Yes. And I rolled it out, and my clients absolutely love it. They adore it.
Fantastic.
So it's been a bearing success. It aligns with my whole thing about wanting quality recruitment. It is absolutely brilliant. I must add at this part that you know that I don't like video. So this is quite an achievement. You're getting me on here today. And of course, I've been very reluctant, and you've been very gently prodding me over since April. So it's almost quite a miracle to think from where I was in April, where I wouldn't even want a picture put up on LinkedIn, to where I am today, where, one, I'm speaking to you now, but also I'm spending most of my day on Hinterview, recording interviews and sending them to clients. So
how amazing is that? I mean, if I think back to the SFC event back in November, I mean, there was still kind of like some real hesitancy, even just a few months ago. So it's amazing what you're doing now.
It was ridiculous hesitancy. When you told us to go and record something on your phone, I thought, oh, I want to die.
Why have I called?
And it was horrible. But I needed that. I needed it, because to push me into the area that, yes, I find it uncomfortable, but does it need to be done? Yes. Can it add lots of value? Yes. So that's just one example. Another call I was on the other day, and I think it was Megan, was talking about an offboarding service that she'd just done for one of her clients. And I thought, oh, I could do that. And she said, you could do that. And I thought, I'm missing an idea here. So another came off the call, really enthusiastic. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, this isn't something that I expected from the marketing. But this is, I can't even put a value on it. Just absolutely amazing. Because it's quite a lonely place when you're a solo recruiter or a micro recruiter, which I'm now expanded slightly, to have that kind of collaboration with other people. Yeah. And that camaraderie. It's really something ever so special.
Well, I think one of the great things is when you've got a community of like-minded business owners, you know, and marketers, and everybody's there to support each other, to learn and to learn from each other. And I think that's what makes it, is when people are open, they're sharing, and you can actually learn, you know, in the ways that you've been describing. So yeah, I think it's a real testament to, you know, to having a great group of people that we work with, to be honest. And so, I mean, I guess you've described several ways in terms of what you've been able to achieve. You were talking there really positively about your experience of the coaching side of things. But I just wonder from your point of view, if there's anything else that perhaps you haven't said around how you feel perhaps Superfast Recruitment and service around Superfast Circle has really helped you, that anything that you've not mentioned yet in terms of help you reach your marketing goals, but the ongoing business goals that you've got for yourself, anything else that you just want to add there?
Yeah, I mean, marketing is a difficult thing, isn't it? Because it's very much a slow burner. So you're kind of like looking and thinking, is this going to get me there? Definitely made a great start. I mean, I'm looking to grow the business further. And I think that if I wasn't looking to grow the business, and you might have even said this to me originally, if you're not looking to grow, this is probably not the right solution for you. Mm. So I'm looking to kind of ramp that up moving forward. Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of looking to grow, and from a personal perspective, perhaps achieving any personal goals and anything that you kind of like thought was, I don't know, more than you might have been expecting or unexpected?
I think really what I was expecting coming in was some content, and and that was it out once a month, where actually it's a much more comprehensive package that has been really good. So the advice, yeah, that's key, because that has been from everything from, as I said earlier, with the website, but even I came on the call in a panic a few weeks ago and said, I'm doing a presentation in the morning, I haven't got around to doing it. How do I do one? Quick, tell me. And you told me and I did it, and apparently it was very good. So that was good. But I feel that any question that I might have come up that relates, and of course, although I haven't utilised him very much, you've got Jason on Tech Thursdays as well. So that's nice to know that's there. And that would probably be my next step forward when I'm getting slightly more technical things, like the landing pages, the reports, maybe looking more automated outreach. So that will be kind of a next stage down the line from where I am.
Yeah. And it's interesting, isn't it? I was just reflecting really, just as I was listening to you, about for you, that kind of like big initial priority was, I need to get my brand out there, I need to get me out there, and that, you know, you knew that content was a way of doing that, and so that was like the focus. But once you'd let's say began to get a handle on that, then you were able to see, oh, actually there's so much more to this that I hadn't quite appreciated.
Yeah.
And the great thing is just seeing you embrace it and use the whole variety of resources. So I mean, you can relate to many other business owners who are micro, looking to grow, micro, looking to stay micro and feel comfortable with that, but recognise that actually you've still got to keep moving forward in the market that we're in to hold your own. Even if you're not looking to expand and grow, you've got to be able to hold your own and generate the quality of life and the consistent income that you want. I mean, what would you say perhaps to business owners who may be where you were 12 months ago, maybe not had to do much marketing for a variety of reasons, but realize actually I probably do need to do some marketing, but I don't know where to start. What would you say to somebody like that, Rachel?
Well, I think it's because you give so much direction and support, because you have lots of people come to you saying, I'll post stuff on social media for you. I'm like, yeah, but what stuff and to what aim? I think that it's so difficult for smaller recruiters to really show their value. And I think people are surprised when you're smaller that you have got such good content and resources. Today, I just sent a guy a report on redundancy, for example, and he was ever so pleased. He's just made redundant. So, yeah, it's that support, inclusion, guidance, but really ultimately from some two people who know the recruitment industry, because it's very specific. And this is the frustrating thing I've had when I've been approached by marketing people in the past, is that they're used to just marketing to one person, like business to consumer, business to business. They don't really understand that we're trying to be all things to all men. We're trying to market to the clients, mm-hmm. and market to the candidates. And it's quite hard. And also, I think unless you really knew the recruitment industry, you wouldn't even be able to come up with the ideas of what they may be interested in, like the subjects of the blogs and the reports. I think they'd run out of steam pretty quickly. And I was running out of steam when I was trying to write my own. And I've been doing recruitment for 18 years. But, oh, what do people want to hear about next? So it's been so helpful in that way. Also, I think that when you're micro enough to be able to say, right, I'll get somebody in part-time even to do it, that probably still wouldn't work. So you're getting, it feels like more than a full-time person for very much less than the part-time price, who actually knows the industry inside out. The other nice thing, and that I probably will do now moving forward with my plan for the next hire, is that I'm looking to take on a junior consultant, probably in about 4 or 5 months' time now. And I'm actually going to market the role of saying, look, do you enjoy marketing? Because if you enjoy marketing, you can take some of this on. I know that you will let them come onto the course and have the access to the resources that I have. And I think that's a massive pull for people working in the industry who also want to upskill and really want to understand the marketing.
Yeah. No, and I think that, I guess, the consultant role's not necessarily what it was even 5, 10 years ago. And I think for a micro, small SME businesses who are looking to attract great talent to grow their teams, knowing that they're joining a company that values marketing and is investing in marketing, it's going to be also a huge attraction factor for them.
Yeah, I think so. My next hire is actually going to be somebody concentrating on the BD side. And I was planning in my head the advert that I was going to write. And I thought, yeah, to join a company who clearly is investing in marketing, when you're coming in on a new business perspective, it's very refreshing. Otherwise, like the old days, go on, here you go, cold, do something.
Yeah. And just, I know we're sort of coming towards the end really, but I know that you really, I guess, valued that live event in November. And I remember saying something to me that it was quite a bit of a game changer for you. I just wondered if there's anything you want to share about that, because not everybody comes to that live event. It's there, it's 2 days. We realise it's an investment of time. But what was it about that event that you got so much from?
Well, the event was on and mentally I wasn't in a great place because one of my clients had just gone under, owed me a lot of money. Not only the fact they owed me a lot of money, but they've been a really good client for many years. So every month there was another vacancy. So it's a double hit. And I'd said I was coming along to the event and it was getting close. And I thought, oh, I don't know if this is a waste of my time for 2 days. I should probably stay here and go on the phone. Don't see what I'm going to get out of it, really. And then I thought, no, go and see what it is. So I came up and I mean, all the marketing advice you gave was brilliant. That was absolutely superb. Obviously, you made me do the video, which I didn't want to do. That was awful. But everybody there, all the other recruiters were so nice and welcoming, and there was a lot of exchange of ideas going on. The whole 2 days went so quickly. I was really sad when I had to leave. The talks you did with Gabby at Tall Dog Raccoons and Cheryl, they were brilliant as well. But it's probably the very bit that you didn't intend to be the bit that really changed, was the changer for me. And that was that you did a little section on mindset.
Yeah.
And you started talking about your mindset. And as you were talking, I thought, I think she's talking about me. And I thought, yeah, I know I've had some knocks, but I am now feeling in quite a negative place. And I'm coming at everything with a lot of fear and negativity. And I thought, I need to change that. And I came back from the 2 day event and I cannot tell you how invigorated I felt. I felt really all the enthusiasm for recruitment had come back. And all of the ideas have got where we're there, and just feeling so much more positive. Yeah. And weirdly enough, December was pretty good for me, and January has been pretty good. So again, maybe a coincidence, or maybe
something
just
in that bit. Yeah. Well, that's great. Because I know I remember you and I chatting before the event, and it wasn't an easy time, was it? But you stepped outside your comfort zone, you came along. And you participated as well, because you could have sat back and not done that video, but that's not you. That's not how you show up, is it? So, and I'm great. I'm so, so pleased to hear, though, that on the back of things, you've pushed yourself outside your comfort zone. You've developed your services and things are kind of like moving in the right direction for you, which I'm just so, so pleased to hear. So I suppose just in terms of your experience of working with Denise and I, how has it been for you this last year?
Oh, it's been fabulous. So I think...
Even though we've pushed you outside your comfort zone and put you in front of video.
Well, do you know, I'd almost say that you bully me, but you don't bully me, actually. I don't know how you do it, but you do some very gentle prodding where I think, yeah... It's silly, really, isn't it? And I think I'll get on with that. And it's just kind of, I think a lot of us need the same idea introduced to us multiple times before we actually take action on it and go with it. But no, it's been great for all the reasons I've already covered. But I think ultimately it's feeling that you've got somebody that you can trust. It is a partnership. It's not just a service offering. You feel that there's a relationship that's developing here. And I've barely scratched the surface. I mean, your content on your Superfast Circle alone, I mean, there must be thousands of hours of training material there that you could get through. So, yeah, the world's the oyster, really.
Yeah, fantastic. And I suppose if there was one thing that you were going to say to somebody who was considering joining Superfast Circle, and they were just, I'm not sure. What would you say to them?
I would just go on with it and be fine. What could go wrong?
Love it. Fantastic. Well, listen, I am so, so pleased to hear, because I think you shared some things with me today that I hadn't realised had been successes for you, which is fabulous. So thank you for being so open and honest, as you always are. And hey, here's to more success moving forward.
Yeah, let's hope so. And thanks for all of your help. And I'm sure that will carry on.
It will, absolutely. So we'll speak soon, no doubt.
Okay.
Take care. Thanks, Sharon. Bye for now.
If you enjoy this podcast and this year you are ready to take your marketing to the next level, then check out Superfast Circle. This is a unique marketing program designed specifically for recruiters and their marketeers. You get access to 2 virtual marketing directors, you get consultancy, you get your hand held through the whole process, training, consulting, and we provide content resources. So go over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/join and check out what's available.